This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Seeing Red in Asia.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Some markets in Asia reopened today after a long weekend. It was the first time investors had a chance to react to the Dow's Friday drop of 3%. On top of concerns about the U.S. economy, there are plenty of ongoing credit worries. China was the biggest loser. The Shanghai Composite Index was down nearly 8%, the biggest drop in about a year. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong lost 4%. It was a mix for Wall Street yesterday, with the Dow picking up 70 points to 12,280. The Nasdaq fell 15 points. The S&P 500 was up a point. European shares are lower. Markets in Europe seem to be reacting to a speech by Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke last night in Massachusetts. He drove home again concerns about inflation. We hear a lot about the growing number of uninsured people in the U.S. A new study today from the Commonwealth Fund shows the number of underinsured Americans has skyrocketed since 2003. Jeremy Hobson reports from Washington.
For this study, underinsured means you have insurance, but your costs aren't even close to covered. In some cases, it means you had to spend 10% of your income on out-of-pocket medical expenses. And Kathy Shane at the Commonwealth Fund says many underinsured Americans put their own health at risk.
They didn't see a doctor when sick. They didn't fill a medication. They didn't get a diagnostic test or follow-up care.
For adults aged 19 to 64, the number of underinsured jumped 60% in the last 4 years. Healthcare expert Henry Aaron at the Brookings Institution says the explanation is simple.
The underlying problem is that healthcare spending is rising very much faster than incomes of typical American workers.
Aaron says equally important is the increase in healthcare spending by employers. Higher benefit costs mean less money for salaries, so employees have less cash to shell out for healthcare. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
A lot of entrepreneurial minds go red, white, and blue during presidential election season, even outside of the U.S. In Germany, a doll maker is taking steady orders for a Barack Obama doll that costs $220. Marcel Offerman says he's only making 999 of the dolls. Since they went on sale yesterday, he's taken 100 orders, and he's with us now. Mr. Offerman, welcome. What was your inspiration?
That a black man is in a position to get the president of the United States. In my humble opinion, I think that is really wonderful.
Have you heard from the Obama campaign at all about this?
Yes, that's really funny. I sent an email last week and told them that I created the Obama doll. And after 4 hours roundabout, I get an answer. And I think they are amazed from this. Perhaps because this idea comes from a German doll maker.
Is a Hillary Clinton doll?
No. If Obama has missed, I have no Hillary doll.
Why not?
Because it's not my opinion in her political, and it's very difficult to create.
It's difficult to create certain people.
Yes.
Can you give us a taste of what other public figures you've made into dolls recently?
Yes, we have made the Pope, Benedict, the Dalai Lama, Mozart, and last year, Lady Diana.
Marcel Offerman is a doll maker in Germany. His latest offering is the Barack Obama doll. Thank you so much, Mr. Offerman.
I thank you. Bye.
Look for a picture of the doll at marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, working to reduce heart disease, the number one killer of American women, by supporting Women Heart. Information at womenheart.org. By Clarkson Potter's The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, the cookbook inspired by the radio program for people who love to eat. Available now. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivent.com/retirement.
Small business owners are looking for new sources of capital. Many entrepreneurs came to rely on home equity as a cheap source of cash to start or grow their businesses, but then came the subprime crisis. Stacy Vanek-Smith has more.
This is our first shirt, a compression shirt, featured in Bicycling Magazine.
Zev Feig founded Zensa 4 years ago, and the company's doing well. It makes high-performance athletic clothing for the likes of the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics. When he needed money to expand, Feig looked to his house. He had an excellent credit score, about $100,000 in untapped equity, and a profitable business. The bank said no.
I'm personally surprised that after 4 years of having a business that's showing tremendous growth, I can't walk into a bank and get a loan.
Sastry Ratchakonda is with research firm Discover Small Business Watch. He says as the credit crunch gets worse, equity lines are drying up.
30% of the small business owners have used their home as a source of funding. I mean, around 35% feel there has been an impact on their business because of slowdown in the housing market.
Zensa's Zev Feig is among them.
Right now we're small, but we're growing. And there's no question if we had the funding that we needed, we could be so much bigger.
Without his house to tap, Feig was forced to look elsewhere. He first turned to credit cards, then he discovered peer-to-peer lending. It's kind of like eBay for loans. Businesses post the amount they want to borrow and the interest they're willing to pay, and anyone with $50 can play venture capitalist. Prosper is the largest such site with about 700,000 members. CEO Chris Larson says his business has grown sixfold in the last 2 years.
What we're seeing now is well-qualified people that used to have no problem getting funding from lots of sources now coming to peer-to-peer lending.
Larson says the average loan on Prosper is around $6,000, and small business owners make up about a quarter of his borrowers. He says entrepreneurs like it because they get rated by Prosper, but they get to have a voice too and make a case for their business that goes beyond profit and loss.
Maybe I could put a video of the store I'm opening. I can tell about my business plan, how excited I am. I can get customers to endorse me.
Zensa's Zev Feig took out a loan on a peer-to-peer site. He says it was fast and easy. The maximum loan, though, is just $25,000. But that could change. Peer-to-peer lending is expected to be worth about $5 billion by 2010. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.